Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
And welcome to Empire Radio. This is the Professionals Roundtable, and I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now is a gentleman based out of Noblesville, Indiana. Him and his wife are the owners of Good Journeys. You can go to their website, goodjourneys.net, or you can give them a call, 317-750-7392. How about a nice roundtable welcome for Mr. Jeffrey Poe? Jeffrey, welcome to the show.
Good morning and welcome. Glad to be here.
Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us.
Oh, just getting up. This is kind of my early morning time for me.
Oh, perfect. So let's get right to it, shall we? Since I have no idea what Good Journeys is all about, and most people listening probably don't as well. How about you give us a nice background on yourself and exactly what you guys do at Good Journeys?
Sure. Good Journeys is, we consider it a holistic healing center that promotes energy healings such as Reiki, IET, Divine Heart Connections, different healing modalities, as well as psychic readings, hypnosis, crystals and stones. We sell tarot cards, candles, and other metaphysical supplies.
Wow. You guys seem to be a nice one-stop shop.
That's what we're trying to be. We're slowly growing. We started out of our home about 7 years ago, and we had a lot of little knickknacks around our house as well as doing some of the readings, but it just got too big, and so we had to grow into a shop and then to a bigger shop, and we're actually looking to go again.
Wow. Good for you. Now, in terms of the stuff you do, I'm on your website right now. It's goodjourneys.net if anybody wants to go there and check it out for themselves. You can see the storefront. You can see their services. You can click on that. You see all these pictures of inside of the facility as well, right?
Yeah.
And let's see. In terms of, so do you yourself the psychic readings, or you have somebody else do it?
No, I do. excuse me. Yes, I do myself, as well as some energy healing. My wife is an energy healer, and we do hypnosis to help people find answers about their current life, get rid of, stop smoking, lose weight, get some confidence, and other things like that.
All right, so you're dealing with a whole bunch of stuff. So now, how long have you been a psychic?
Well, I've been seeing the dead since at least I was 6 years old, and kind of tried to push it away for many years until about 10 years ago I started back up again and started listening and paying attention and just started working with it again.
So you basically see dead people?
Yes. It's not 24/7, but it quite often.
Wow. Now, how was that when you were a kid growing up? Did you, like, tell your parents and be like, hey, do you see that guy over there with a rope around his neck? He keeps talking to me.
Like, I did for a few times until I was, told you're crazy, shut up, don't tell anybody, you're going to be locked up for this. So right. I learned not to tell anybody. I had very few friends because of it, because I'd see something and it would scare me and they'd wonder what was going on, and I'd finally have to, say either goodbye, or their parents would say, you can't see me anymore.
Right. Now, when you told your parents this, did they shut you down, essentially, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of my grandmothers was kind of intuitive, and I think they got the idea, don't tell anybody about it.
Right, and that's what I'm kind of getting at. Was it because they knew it was something that ran in the family, and they were trying to, make sure you had a quote-unquote normal childhood?
I think that was pretty much the basis of it, that as well as they didn't understand, they didn't see it, so it doesn't happen.
Gotcha. Now, in terms of your wife, you said she does the energy healing, right?
Yes.
And how does that work? What is that all about? When somebody says, okay, I want to get energy healed, what does that look like?
The idea of this is basically to say, I want to run energy that you don't see through your body, whether we call in guides, helpers, angels, or just the energy around you, to throw it through your body to almost like a Roto-Rooter, cleaning out all the negative energy, all the negative patterns, all the bad emotions, and release them from your body.
And that works?
In most cases, yes. The idea is, if you are in a good state of mind and want to make these changes and let go of these things, and we open up the intent for it to happen, flow happens. And so it's just kind of the group effort of working together, kind of like the same way as group prayer helps more things happen, working that in that same category.
Right. So you guys do the energy healing. Is that the Reiki as well?
Yes, that's called Reiki, as well as IET, which is just a different form of moving energy.
Gotcha. Now, like I said, I'm on your I'm on your website, goodjourneys.net, if anybody wants to go check it out. You can see the list of the services. I'm on the services page. Wow, you guys got a lot of stuff here. You do ghost hunting tours, too?
Yes. I don't do it quite as much as I used to. I used to work with a few different groups, and it got to be so much, and I thought it was more playtime, and I didn't want that. I wanted to become helping the people of what they were really dealing with, not just poke at the ghost and say, who are you, what do you want, how long you been there. Right. So my job, I think, now is to go in and help them to move on to where they're supposed to be.
All right. It's just because I'm looking at that and going, huh, that's pretty cool. It's amazing everything that you've got yourself involved in, including something here I've never even heard of. What is this chakra balancing?
Okay, we have energy centers in our body, and most people have heard of like the heart chakra, where energy of love comes in and out of our heart, or the third eye, where intuition comes in at right above your two eyes. Most people call it the third eye. But each one of these allow energy to flow in and out of our body, and we put those back into order because when you have a breakup with a loved one or somebody dies on us, we close off our heart for a while. We don't allow love in at times,
right.
And we help you to open that back up again.
All right. Well, that's interesting. See, that's something that I'd never even heard of, and I'm sure other people are probably like, okay, now I understand what you're talking about. Now, again, we're talking to Jeffrey Poe. He and his wife are the owners of Good Journeys. They're based in Noblesville, Indiana. If you want to reach out to them, the best way to do it is on their website, goodjourneys.net, or you can give them a call, 317-750-7392. Now, you said you guys are in the process of growing again, right?
We're hoping so. We're actually looking. Our lease is coming up in December, and so we've been kind of looking for new property, maybe get a little bigger, a different location that's a little more closer to the public.
Wow. All right. So you guys
not that we're that far out. It's just kind of a step behind everything location we're at right now.
Gotcha. Well, if people want to find you no matter what, no matter where you're located, they can go online. They can go to your website, goodjourneys.net. Right there, they can hit the contact button so you can reach out to Jeffrey and his wife, Mary. They are located, again, in Noblesville, Indiana. You can reach out to them. They do everything. Energy healing, psychic readings, crystal stones. They've got pictures of stuff, that they have in their store. So you can see, this is what these guys, they even have candles and sage. Wow. And hypnosis. And he chases ghosts. He's a ghostbuster. He does it all. Jeffrey, it's been a pleasure having you on the show this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. And for everybody else, we'll be back with more on Empire Radio right after these words.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.